Now, I said it's lovely to see so many here today in such a beautiful Sunday morning, and it's great to see so many young people and boys and girls. And I'm sure even the boys and girls here have been painfully aware of the terrible disasters that have overtaken so many people in America as the result of Hurricane Katrina. We have been praying for the folks out there, and we've been praying for those who are Christians in that part, that they might be able to bear a true testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we've been praying for all who are seeking to relieve those who are suffering in one way or another. There seems, boys and girls, to have been so many of these calamities, because it's only a few months ago when the awful tsunami hit the friends out there in the Indian Ocean, in countries like Sri Lanka and India and Indonesia and other places, and we thought nothing worse than that could happen. And now they tell us that what has happened in America is as bad, and maybe even worse. And of course, there have been a lot of other calamities that have been not because of the forces of nature, but have been what we would call man-made. And when I watched the pictures from the Gulf States in America, I thought of that Chernobyl out in Russia and the terrible catastrophe that happened there with the nuclear explosion in the nuclear plant there. And afterwards, there was quite a number of organizations right here in Northern Ireland, and they brought groups of children from Chernobyl to give them a holiday. And we had one little girl with us. Her name was Irene, and we often think about her. And we remember when she arrived and we got her kitted out with new shoes and new clothes, and she was with us for 2 weeks, and I think she had, in all, a good time with us. And then, of course, it came round that she had to leave us to go back home to our own folks. And we said to her, "Now, Irene, is there one thing, something you would like to take back home with you? One thing above anything else?" And there was one thing. Could any of you guess what it was that she wanted to take back to Russia? A Bible. No, it wasn't a Bible. Any other guesses? Any other guesses? What was it, the one thing she wanted to take back with her to Russia, to Chernobyl? You would never believe it. The one thing she wanted to take back was a bottle of tomato ketchup. That's the one thing she wanted to take back, and we could hardly believe it. But she couldn't get it out there, you see. And obviously, when she was with us, she liked her tomato ketchup. And that's the one thing she wanted to take back with her. And I would rather think, if I was talking to Irene today, she would be embarrassed if I told you about the one thing she wanted, because she was a very intelligent little girl. And I understand she's even now training to be a doctor, but that was the one thing she wanted at that time. And as I say, I'm sure if she was reminded of it, she would be embarrassed. But sometimes, boys and girls, we make that sort of mistake ourselves. We get uptight about the little things that are not really important. We do. And we miss the really important things in life. And there is one thing above all else that is needful. One thing that is supremely important. And that one thing is our soul's salvation. We all need a Savior. And the message of the gospel is that God has provided us a Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's not enough. We have to receive the Savior that God has provided and make him our very own. So, when you go home after church today and are sitting at your Sunday dinner and reaching for the tomato ketchup, will you remember that important lesson? That the supremely important thing is the salvation of our souls, which we find only in the Lord Jesus Christ.